Hey there, beautiful souls. This is Jessica Lane, and welcome back to Evening Reset Protocol. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? A big one? Maybe it's a deadline looming, a conflict with someone you care about, or just the general chaos of daily existence hitting you like a runaway train. Ever felt like your inner critic is on overdrive, whispering those mean little, "You can't," and "You should be doing better," messages? Well, tonight, we're tackling something seriously powerful, self-compassion. Let's face it, we live in a world that often pushes us to strive, grind, and conquer. We're told to be productive machines, always pushing forward, never slowing down. But what happens when those wheels start to spin out of control? That's where self-compassion comes in. It's about recognizing our shared humanity, acknowledging that we all struggle, make mistakes, and have moments of vulnerability. Think of it like this. Imagine your inner critic as a grumpy old roommate who constantly nitpicks and judges you. Self-compassion is like that awesome friend who walks in, throws some popcorn in the air, and says, "Hey, relax. We're all human here, and it's okay to not be perfect." Here are five things self-compassion can do for you in those stressful moments. 1. Stress reduction. When you treat yourself with kindness and understanding instead of harsh criticism, your stress levels naturally decrease. It's like giving your nervous system a big, warm hug. Research shows that practicing self-compassion actually lowers cortisol, the stress hormone. So, remember, being kind to yourself is literally good for your health. 2. Improved resilience. Life throws curveballs, that's a fact. But self-compassion helps you bounce back stronger after setbacks. It's like having an internal support system that says, "I've got your back. You can handle this." Instead of dwelling on mistakes, you learn from them and move forward with grace. 3. Enhanced emotional regulation. Ever find yourself spiraling into a pit of negativity? Self-compassion helps you navigate those tough emotions with more clarity and control. It's like having a compass that guides you back to a place of peace and balance, even when things feel chaotic. 4. Stronger relationships. When you treat yourself with kindness, you're more likely to extend that same compassion to others. It creates a ripple effect of positivity in your relationships. Think about it. Wouldn't the world be a kinder place if we all practiced self-compassion? 5. Increased self-esteem. This one is a biggie. When you believe you're worthy of love and kindness, no matter what, your self-esteem naturally soars. It's like giving yourself permission to shine bright, flaws and all. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, who just bombed an important presentation at work. Her inner critic is on full blast, telling her she's a failure and should quit. But Sarah takes a deep breath, remembers the power of self-compassion, and says to herself, "Okay. That didn't go as planned, but I learned from it. And you know what? I'm still amazing, even if this one thing didn't go perfectly." See? That's self-compassion in action. Sarah acknowledges her feelings without judgment, reframes the situation, and reminds herself of her worth. She moves forward with a renewed sense of confidence and resilience, ready to tackle the next challenge. So, my beautiful friends, remember this. Self-compassion isn't about being soft or weak. It's about recognizing your humanity, embracing your imperfections, and treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. It's a superpower that can transform your life, one mindful moment at a time. Now, go out there and be kind to yourselves. You deserve it. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a little extra self-love today. And remember, join me tomorrow for another Evening Reset Protocol session where we'll continue to explore the tools and techniques that help you navigate life with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of love. Until then, sweet dreams.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.